Welcome to Peak Mind. I'm your host, Michael Trainer, and I have been amidst a deep inquiry and a deep reflective process on life, on business. I've been actually amidst an entire rebranding journey, which has forced me to ask questions about my mission, my vision, my purpose. And it's something I recommend for everyone. And as I'm recording this, it's the 1st of April. Yesterday was Easter Sunday, and it is spring. It is a time of renewal. And many of us in the spring do something called spring cleaning. And I think it's a really powerful time to assess what is working in your life and what is not, and make pivots accordingly. And for me, there's been kind of a key distinction that I've uncovered in my work with this incredible branding coach. And it's seemingly not that complex, but it has it's totally transformed the way that I am navigating my life. And that is the question, where am I playing at a junior varsity level? And where am I playing at a varsity level? Now, I don't know if any of you played sports growing up. I happened to play sports through high school and also college. And for me, this distinction is simple but profound. And it really invites me to question, where am I playing below my capacity? And where am I playing at capacity? And where could I be striving to be better? And what I've realized is, in many areas of my life, and I'm not proud to say this, it's actually quite challenging to acknowledge, I feel like I am a varsity player playing a JV game. In other words, I am well and square in areas of my comfort zone and not pushing myself to grow at the level I would like to be growing. And I think for growth to happen, we've got to set ourselves up to push beyond our comfort zone. And so I share that because I would guess that many of you out there can relate. Now, some of you are really stretched and going after it. And to you, I say kudos, keep going. And others are perhaps like me, have been going through a deep healing journey, a deep process of reflection and reckoning. And for me, what I've come to realize is to create the life I want to live into, which involves partnership, which involves family, which involves financial freedom, I get to stretch into areas of myself that have not yet lived. And as many of you know, I've been working on a book for quite some time, and it's about this exact question. What is the music that wants to live? What is the music that wants to live within us? What is the music that wants to live in the space between people? And how can we become instruments for that song? And in this inquiry of this process, and it's been beautiful, I've took 5 years, I've written 90,000 words, I finally hired a varsity editor. He edited Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time, many of Deepak Chopra's books, James Clear. I mean, he is a varsity level editor, and it took me to stretch to be able to say, you know what, this book is good, but I need it to be a full F yes book. You know, I want this to be really, really good. And so I stretched into a level of discomfort and upgraded through partnering and building a team with a varsity level player because I've never written a book before. So you may have something similar in your own life where if you actually brought in someone who is an expert, they can help you grow further, faster. And that's where I've been embracing my journey. I just hired also, you may have noticed with some of the video I've been putting out lately, the Snow Raven clip went viral. I hired a new video editor. And so I'm slowly but surely moving from Lone Wolf, which I've been for the last couple of years, after Global Citizen and Peak Mind, where I had a full team. I took a little healing time and was pretty much in my own journey. Now I'm embracing team again. and going for that sort of SEAL Team 6, small team, but that punches way above weight. And in the process, I realize I get to up-level myself in terms of who I'm being, in terms of my communication, in terms of delivering consistently as it relates to this podcast and other areas of my life that I'm committed to grow in. And so for me, it's a real opportunity to up-level. And as we are all in our collective spring, I want to invite you guys to think about where are the areas in life where you're playing at your comfort zone. You're playing JV ball. And where are you striving to be a varsity level player? Or maybe, like me, you identify as a varsity level player, but you're not necessarily playing at the highest level you are capable of. You're maybe playing down. You're playing into your comfort zone rather than stretching. If you are in a season of life where you are not giving yourself rest, because by the way, that is totally welcome, and I'm very glad that I did that in my own life. But if you're, again, continuing with the sports analogy, if you're in your regular season or if you're looking to stretch into your playoff season, right? If you're going for that championship level caliber of play, what can you do to step into that version of yourself? What are the steps you need to take? What are the habits? What are the mindsets that you need to embody? For me, I have revivified my morning routine, which includes prayer, meditation, reflection, journaling. I have doubled down on my activity, weightlifting, sauna and cold plunge, yoga, walking, beach tennis. I'm doing the things that I know I need to tune the instrument, if you will, that is me, such that I can play beautiful music. So my question to you, my friends, is are you singing your song? Are you playing beautiful music? Are you playing at a high level, the level at which you are capable of? And if not, what will it take for you to get there? I am a stand for your vision. I am a stand for your music. I'm a stand for your varsity level of play. I'm sending you guys so much love. I hope that you will join me on the journey to stepping up. And I'm here for you if you need me. Feel free to reach out anytime. Until next time, my friends, have a beautiful day and welcome in the spring with gratitude. Lots of love.